بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The subject matter continues on the issue of Imama, and we came to know in part 24 that there is nothing in the Quran which indicates what they had went to, that there is a textual evidence for Ali or for the rest of the 12 Imams to the Shia, to the rejectionist Shia, that specifies Ali or any one of them to be the ruler over Muslims. So from the side of the Quran, this was clearly and evidently, explicitly refuted. Now, let's consider their evidences from the Sunnah, what they consider to be proofs from the Sunnah. The rejectionists clinged in their attempt to affirm the text for wilaya of Ali, for the reign or governorship or rulership of Ali, they cling to some reports from Ahlul Sunnah which speaks about the merits of Ali, which speaks about the merits of Ali radiallahu anhu. They cling to that and attempted to use it as a proof in addition to the multitude of lies which they have in their narrations concerning this matter. Now, the merits concerning Ali radiallahu anhu has nothing to do or cannot in any way be considered as a proof, textual meaning, for rulership, neither in the Arabic tongue, in the language, nor in the tradition, and above all, nothing legal, not as well in the minds of the sound people. Rather, these are merits. But what these rejectionists did is that they took it as claims for their belief in a textual assignment for Ali. Ibn Hazm, rahimahullah, collected the narrations regarding the merits of Ali radiallahu anhu, and from the merits which the rejectionists cling to is the following, which came in Sahih al-Bukhari. أنت مني بمنزلة هارون من موسى إلا أنه لا نبي بعدي. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ went out for Tabuk, for the battle of Tabuk, and appointed Ali رضي الله عنه as his deputy in Medina. Ali said, "Do you want to leave me with the children and women?" The Prophet ﷺ said, Will you not be pleased that you will be to me like Harun, like Aaron, to Musa, to Moses? But there will be no prophet after me. But there will be no prophet after me. So the Rafida clinged to this merit mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ. Will you not be pleased that you will be to me like Harun to Musa, but there will be no prophet after me? In fact, there is no proof whatsoever for the rejectionists to conclude from this that this is a textual assignment of Ali for the wilaya, or the walaya, the rulership. This does not necessitate for Ali a merit above others, nor a deserving of the imama after the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Why? Because Harun did not assume the rulership of Bani Israel after Musa alayhi salam. You understand? Are you following? You understand this point? Rather, the one who was in charge after Musa alayhi salam was Yusha bin Nun. Yusha bin Nun. Who is Yusha bin Nun? I'm asking you. Who is Yusha bin Nun? Who is he? His companion, the boy who was with him in the Khadr, yes, Yusha bin Nun, the young man, who went to meet Al-Khadr, alayhi wasalam. Similarly, as the matter was given after the Prophet ﷺ to his companion in the cave. Who? There was the companion of Musa when they went to Al-Khadr. And Abu Bakr. That's right. Abu Bakr, who traveled with him to Medina. So, if Ali was not a prophet as Harun was a prophet, and that neither Harun was a Khalifa, a ruler, after the death of Musa, ruling Bani Israel, then by all means, him Ali being like Harun to Musa, in fact is what? In what? In kinship only. In kinship only. In relation only. Clear? Clear. Also, I'll repeat this. If Ali, remember what the points that were made first. If Ali was not as Harun was to Musa, right? He's not a prophet. Right? Right? And Harun was not a ruler upon the children of Israel after Musa. So therefore, when the Prophet ﷺ said to Ali, "Will you not be pleased that you will be to me like Harun to Musa?" Then this is what? Relative to what? To kinship, to relation. You understand? Only. Clear now? Okay, alhamdulillah. And also, the Prophet ﷺ said this to him when he assigned him over Medina during the conquest of Tabuk. The hypocrites began to talk, you know, whisper. They said maybe he was a kind of a burden, or so that's why he kept him. So they began speaking ill. So the Prophet says, then Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu went after the Prophet ﷺ and complained. And so the Prophet ﷺ told to him, "You are to me like Harun to Musa." Meaning that he put him in charge of Medina to be really in charge and with full choice. Also we know that the Prophet ﷺ, before Tabuk and after Tabuk, he assigned in his travels, he assigned to Medina men other than Ali. So therefore, this assignment to Ali does not necessitate a merit over others, nor a rulership after the Prophet ﷺ, just as assigning other than Ali does not necessitate it for them to be what? Does not necessitate it for them to be considered as the rulers after the Prophet. You understand this argument? You understand? Right. Also, resembling Ali to Harun is not greater than resembling Abi Bakr to Ibrahim and Isa. And in resembling Umar to Nuh and Musa, as came in Imam Ahmad Musnad and Al-Hakim in his Mustadrak, and At-Tirmidhi reported some of that or part of it in the Book of Jihad. So you understand? Because these four are better than Harun. Right? These four are better than Harun. Ibrahim, Isa, Nuh and Musa. Right? And each one, Abu Bakr and Umar, are being resembled to two instead of one. Isn't it? To two prophets instead of what? Of one. So therefore this